Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know,
I never know how to start the show. I'm going back to my East Coast roots. Yeah, how to start the show. No R's involved. But we're started. We started.
Yes.
That's past tense, started. The show has begun.
The show has begun.
This is the Doodoo and Foo show. Dan Savage Doodoo.
I'm Mike Crystal Foley, Foo.
Doodoo and Foo coming at you live. Is this episode 4?
5.
5?
Episode 5, yeah.
We have a lost episode already. How is that possible? The lost episode. Five. We already lost an episode. I think it was because last week our engineer hasn't made it available to the world yet. So we got to give that person a raise. It's me. I'm the engineer. I got to get it uploaded. But yeah, here we are. It is April 25th. We're about 4 o'clock here on the West Coast.
Yes.
7 o'clock for our East Coast folks over here in Facebook land. And what I just was telling Mike is last week we've been going live on Facebook for a couple of weeks, and when the video was over, I noticed there was a ton of comments, but I can't see them during, so okay. I'm a little confused. So Facebook, fire away some comments so I know you're there, and hopefully I can see them this week. My nephew Ricky called, and he's like I need uncle to tell me when the shows are, because like, I love watching them live. And
yes.
So hopefully we can get some comments here on Facebook and be able to, because we actually have some interactive segments of the show today, which is kind of fun.
Okay.
So what's up, Mike? You've been back. I just asked you off air.
Yeah.
Been back to work from your vacation for about a week. Said it was a pretty good week. So
yeah,
what's
weekend's
happened?
Good. Weekends are always good. A couple weekends ago, we had a concert, Social Distortion and Bad Religion, bringing a good crowd.
Nice.
Our age group.
There you go.
It's always a good crowd.
Yep.
Yeah, so work's been all right.
Yeah, yeah. And you have some family in town, got family. To do some Vegas stuff a little bit.
Yeah, picked up a cousin today in from Orlando. She's having a good time. Give her a call later afterwards. She's got friends coming in tomorrow.
Yep.
She's here for that. There's a concert over there this week, an outdoor concert over there, Sahara, in the dirt lot that they have over there.
Oh, is that the, what is it?
It's like off Las Vegas Boulevard and in Sahara, that dirt lot that they have
is
over
that,
there.
Is that
I forget the name. I got to look it up. Bree, you want to look that one up, Bree? The concert that's
is it Life is Beautiful?
No, not the Life is Beautiful. There's a concert like on Sahara and Paradise, that empty lot today. It's an outdoor concert is what it is.
Oh, okay.
I think it's rock. It's a rock concert.
Nice.
That's what she's here for. And,
Very cool. That's exciting. Always fun when you have family come in out of town. I think people, you know, family that don't live in Vegas, that know we live in Vegas, think that we live this crazy Vegas life. And you even kind of work down at a major casino and... But then when they get here, we have to switch our whole mindset to accommodate their Vegas mentality.
Yes, yes.
So I always, you know, I kind of say that I'm not a big gambler. And usually the only time I typically gamble is when somebody comes in from out of town and like wants to sit at a poker table or something like that. Then I'll go gamble with them just a little bit. Or I'll go, if we go out of town, like Julie and I go to Laughlin or somewhere like that, stay down at Harris's, just don't gamble. Don't gamble and do all those Vegas things when you live here. No, but when family comes different. In, you got to kind of change your pace.
It's good. It'll be good. I haven't seen her in 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, my cousin Lisa from Orlando. But
okay.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to see her. We had a little lunch earlier. Nice.
Where'd you go?
It was lunch for her because she's on 2 o'clock time. Pasta Mia. They're on Flamingo, West Flamingo, just west of the Palms.
Okay.
Yeah.
West of the Palms.
Pasta Mia. Yeah. There's two of them. There's one east. I think it's East Drop. There's one West Palms. It would be on the south side of the street.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to look that up.
West Flamingo, I should say, just west of the Palms, yeah.
Yeah. Is that like a Nora's, or is that what's the...
Yeah, kind of. It's a good little spot. It's been there a while. It's an Italian spot. Yeah, it's good. They open up at 11, and we got there. Yeah.
Well, it's good. We got a obviously, like we do every week, we have some basketball to go over. CSN had their Athlete Awards night just a couple nights ago on Tuesday, so we'll go over that a little bit. There's some Bronny James news that's kind of dropping. I don't know if you saw that in the last hour.
I've been gone all day today. Yeah. I don't know what happened yesterday as much either. Yeah.
A little bit of rumor stuff, but we'll go over that. A little bit of NBA. NBA. Talk about your Knicks, my Celtics.
You called that though.
And then we do have a. You and I are going to go a top five. We got another top five to go. We're going to do a little snake draft, though.
I don't know what he's giving me.
Yeah, he does. Mike does not know when the show notes come up. And then speaking about you just having lunch, we have a little segment on food.
Yes.
Sitting in the office with Bree and Aaliyah earlier, and Kyra's here now. And we were talking about some food stuff. So we're going to get into some food stuff here in a little bit kind of break up the show.
Absolutely.
Kind of break up the show a little bit. Yeah. So let me kind of circle back here. Yes. It's a rumor.
Okay.
But Bronny James is in the transfer portal. So he kind of did the trifecta, I think. He did the I'm going in the transfer portal. I'm making myself eligible for the NBA draft, and I may come back to USC. Like, he kind of did the whole gamut.
Some kids do that. Yeah.
And the rumor now is what is his dad's pregame ritual before every game? What does he do?
He still does
the chalk up in the air, boom, throws it up.
Yep.
So the head coach from Duquesne today,
did
no words, no words on the tweet. I think it was on X.
I know where you're going with
and
this,
but go ahead. It was him going like that. So the whole world, ESPN, everybody's going, holy smokes, is Bronny going to Duquesne? Which pretty interesting.
Yeah, weren't they made the tournament, right? Was that that wasn't the call. I don't think they've made the tournament
in a minute.
Yeah, the Duquesne Dukes.
This year?
Yeah, I thought the head coach retired from Duquesne. Well, didn't he? That was his last game. He won the one game.
Mm.
Bree, you want to look that one up, too?
our information stat.
Duquesne, heck, I'll look it up. But
she hasn't even given us the answer for the first one here. What are we doing now? That's kind of the rumor today is Bronny going to Duquesne. So I think a lot of people were kind of speculating he'd go to the NBA ready or not type of thing, just because LeBron's on the downtick. On the downtick within reason, for LeBron standards.
Right.
Father Time is undefeated. But, and then transitioning over, your Knicks got two big wins, a last-second win that this is a little bit of controversy, but guess what? It's a win.
Well, like I said, we talked about it last week before the series start, being a Knicks fan, this wasn't going to be easy.
No.
Even though they're the 2 seed, Philly's the 7th seed, but Philly's healthy and Embiid's healthy, right? So, but, and like I said, being a Knicks fan, I'm not gonna apologize much to what happened at the end of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
There were calls that went against both teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll admit, probably more so against Philly than against the Knicks.
Right.
They talk about everything that happened at the very end, but before all of that, the foul that they reversed a call on with DiVincenzo.
Yep, yep.
Now, if I remember right from watching the end of that game, Knicks were up two, got that offensive rebound, called the foul, but reversed it. Now, Philly gets the ball. Maxey comes down and hits a three. Now, Philly's up one.
Yep.
Now, if the Knicks retain that ball, right, maybe they make a bucket, go up 4 or 5, and it's a different ball game, probably different ending.
Of course.
They reversed that call, which it was a foul. Now, initially, the ball was knocked out of DiVincenzo's hand, but afterwards, the shoulder was grabbed. Now, that's what a foul
occurred. Yeah, that's the last
and
2 minutes.
Reversed
everything,
right? Maybe they weren't looking at that, but looking at the hand on the ball. But that's the NBA.
Yeah.
I think Philly tried to, what they tried to protest it, whatever they tried to do, but to no avail.
Has that ever happened in the history of the NBA?
I think it has. I think I read on something, the Magic, I think, did something like that.
Really?
And went in their favor. Shaq was on the team at that time.
Wow.
Yes, and I think they came back and replayed, I forget how many minutes it was, the last two or something like that. Yeah.
I never knew that was, so I guess it's always worth a shot because
it's
happened in the past, you might as well give it a try.
And Knicks did it earlier in the year against the Rockets, to no avail.
Yep.
But no, as a Knicks fan, what always sticks in my mind is Charles Smith underneath the basket against the Bulls.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how many shots he had at it. Apparently, it was all ball every time.
Right.
What was that, 93, I think?
Yep.
And then we can go to 95 with Reggie Miller. What was it, 8 points in 9 seconds?
Something like
a little bit
that,
of a push off on, I think it was Starks.
Yeah,
not called, three-pointer, Pacers win, right?
Yep.
So as a Knicks fan, I'm not going to apologize too much as to what happened in the end of this Philly game.
Listen, you're talking to a Patriots fan, and all I've heard in the last 20 years is about the Tuck rule and the Raiders.
Yeah.
And so, you get them where you get them, and you lose them where you lose them, I guess, is the deal.
And that's the thing. But
there are two tough ones in Philly. Philly's fired up.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if Philly runs away with game three.
Yeah.
That's my gut feeling. Although Brunson hasn't really gotten going.
Right.
If he gets going, then obviously that offense is different. Like we talked about
before. We talked about that. The Josh Hart effect is, basically a role player, but had two huge games to propel him. Yeah.
Nice ball player, but you can't rely on him to be your primary scorer.
No,
right?
No. That's not what got you there.
No,
it's not sustainable, but it helped them win two very important games. My Celtics dropped one last night. Started off game one, what did they hit, 21 or 22 threes?
23.
Well, the Heat came back last night and hit 23.
Yeah.
It broke their own record.
Yeah.
So a game of three-point assassins for one for the Celtics, one night for the Celtics, and next night for the Heat. And like you said, the Heat seem to be the kryptonite a little bit for the Celtics. It's no matter what round they meet in, and like Jimmy Butler put out a text, don't let us get one, because he's healing. So the Celtics got to be careful, get down there and take care of business in Miami. And it's pretty interesting. There hasn't been too many blowouts yet.
No.
There's been a couple, but not too many when you look at the whole NBA. And the level of play has been phenomenal. You look at Denver Nuggets and the Lakers, really good comeback by, I don't know if it's a good comeback by Denver or a collapse by the Lakers. You can look at it depending on what fan base you're with.
Right.
but first round's living up to its to the matchup
absolutely
hype a little bit.
And to your credit, being a Celtic fan, you said the Heat are going to get one.
Oh, 100%.
You said it before the series started. They'll get one, and they're going to make it a series now.
Yep.
And like we said, every team has a nemesis.
And that was my baseline, is they're going to get one. I wouldn't be surprised if they get two.
Yeah.
They might. They should win one in Miami, but the Celtics actually got to play like they want to win a championship. They got to – and I'm not saying they don't in the effort. I'm not questioning all that.
No,
but when you're the number one seed, number one seed in the league – full home court all throughout.
NBA,
you can't kind of go through the motions. And the little bit that I saw last night's game, there was way too many possessions of going through the motion. I think it was Tyler Hero had a corner three, and there was three Celtics looking at him from 20 feet away. Not one of them tried to close out, even to take away some vision or make him uncomfortable. I'm not saying he would have missed, but this isn't the time of the year where you're in where there's no effort to close out at all. So hopefully they can.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Turn that around. Knicks are on tonight, right?
I think it's tonight, right? Game three.
Game three. Could be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Could be tonight or tomorrow. Yep, Thursday night. Well, I guess sticking with basketball, let's kick it over to the CSN student athlete awards, academic awards, and they have a whole bunch of categories. So for those of you who are not familiar, here at CSN is we have multiple sports. Baseball has won a national championship. Mm-hmm. Bryce Harper played here. Mm-hmm. We have the softball team. We have volleyball. We have men's and women's soccer, men's and women's basketball, cross country, distance, track, cheer. So it's not just, you know, basketball is actually the newest of all the sports. Women's, men's.
And
yeah.
Men's, yeah.
And so every year we have the athletic awards banquet, and they give out some individual awards. They give out some team awards. And women's basketball did pretty good. We had some nice pieces. First award of the night was Scholar Athlete of the Year. And that goes to the one, they do a female and a male, and it goes to the person with the highest two semester cumulative GPA. So we won that, and that was Paige Grant, which is pretty cool because we've won it the last 2 years with KJ. From Centennial as well. So 3 straight years in a row, we've won that award to have individual high. And for sure, we have a couple freshmen this year that'll definitely be in the running for it next year. High academic. So to kick off an awards night like that with that particular award was very satisfying.
Absolutely.
It felt good for everybody. Right. And especially if you know Paige, it was great to have her up there and getting an award. Then there was a couple other ones that went. The male academic award went out as well, scholar athlete, and then they went to the unsung hero. And you know, we as head coaches, we can nominate, but you can't vote for your own players. So I nominated KB, and you know, I just think that, you know, she's does so much for the team, and she does things even off the court, like, you know, some of the hurdles she has to get around just to get to school some days or get around is, I think, you know, I see a lot of what she does, but the school or maybe her fans or even her teammates maybe sometimes don't really understand how much she does. So I nominated her and she won. So boom, and we got the second award.
Yeah,
it was pretty good. Back-to-back awards. And actually men's basketball had a player win on the men's side too. So we did pretty good. And then the next award for us that came up was a female Rookie of the Year award, and it was Layla Fott, third leading scorer for us, averaging just under 14 points a game, and she also was one of the stars of the soccer team. So she's
I did not know that. Very good.
So she's a dual sport athlete. Next year, she's going to focus strictly on basketball. Okay. But yeah, so she came to us a little late in the process because she had soccer this past year. But she did a great job, actually got them to their best record, I think, in a while on the soccer end. And then, of course, helped us tremendously. So that was a pretty easy pick because, you know, you don't get too many dual sport athletes that really excel in both sports. So that was exciting. And then for us, the last award that we got, we had 3 nominees for Female Athlete of the Year. We had Layla was nominated by somebody, Aaliyah was nominated, and Jordan was nominated. So we had 3 shots at it. And of course, a volleyball player and, you know, other sports nominated their players as well. So, and the winner is Jordan Stroud got it.
All 3 deserving, of course. You know, all 3 deserving of that award. You can only give it to one.
Yeah.
But congratulations to Jordan.
Pretty interesting. I had no idea who was going to win. The only one I knew about was Paige because there's some calculations involved with the GPA and whatnot. But the other ones, I had no idea. So as a coach, I didn't know who was going to win what. And like you said, could have been Layla, could have been Aaliyah, could have been Jordan. Jordan finished the year pretty strong for us. Ended up 2nd in voting for SWAC Player of the Year. Just received All-American honorable mention, which is a huge, huge thing. And she's got some news that we'll share, hopefully. Some very interesting news. I really can't say it online, but have some news for her for next week's show.
Okay.
Something pretty cool, pretty dramatic that I can't share today. So how's that? Tune in next week. Right?
Is that all the awards, or we forget one day? I think we forgot one.
Oh, yeah.
The last award. The last award was actually Coach of the Year. And who won that? Coach Dan Savage.
So
congratulations to you, Dan.
That.
Very well deserved.
Yep.
It was you know me, we're close. And every time you send me stuff like that and let me know what's going on, I get excited. And good. And of course I get excited for the girls, but as close as we are, yeah. I was really yeah. excited.
I appreciate
when,
that.
When you showed me that man. Picture with you holding up the plaque. I said, yeah, there we go. That's my man.
Yeah, right yeah, yeah. No, I appreciate it. That. Yeah. yeah. It's,
congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, they named it after our former AD, Dexter Irvin, which is pretty interesting because we're both bald. I mean, that's one interesting fact, but also that's more of a joke, but yeah. also, Dexter was a very, very, extremely successful high school and college women's basketball coach, girls basketball and high school women's basketball, coached at Dixie State, won the yeah. SWAC when it was in the JUCO, in the JUCO level, has coached in New Mexico, was an AD. So pretty cool to be able to win that award that's named after a women's yeah, basketball coach. Absolutely. So I texted him and said it was an honor. So yeah, I appreciate it. It was and there is some video that when they announced my name, I pointed back to the team because clearly, aww, yeah. you know, and then when I got the award, took a picture with RAD Yvonne Wade and immediately called up Brooklyn and Coach Tracy, yes. my two assistants, yeah. because, you know, it's absolutely. This is not a one person gig.
It's a team award.
And, and I've won a couple of these, luckily, over the years, different multiple sports, East Coast, West Coast. And this one was the biggest team effort of all, yeah. for sure. Yeah. So, yeah, I appreciate that. But
you're welcome. Yes,
yeah, course. Coach of the Year, we'll hang that up somewhere. And it's not going on. We're going to put it on the other side of the of the office. So, yeah, that was the kind of the wrap up. I was just telling a couple of the players, it's, you know, at some point as a coach, there's the shift of the season's over. And sometimes it's the last game of the year. Sometimes it's the banquet. Sometimes it's the last practice. Like at some point that shift happens. And for me, I kind of have to force myself to make it happen when this banquet finishes up. You know, we still have graduation, but
yes.
I got to get these sophomores the heck out of here.
Because this year was special. This was a special year.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good year.
The girls were close or are close. It was a special group, man. This was just a special year.
Yep.
You know, and hopefully you can repeat it again next year, but tough, but you know, that's why you play the games.
Yeah. And I told the freshman group, I already met with them when we were kind of looking at our gear for next year. And, you know, we don't have to try to be this year's team. Right. Next year's team can't be last year's team.
Correct.
There's some things you can learn from, but there's also some, I don't want to say improve, but there's some stamps that you can put down yourself that makes this upcoming year its own unique group as well. Right, so, you know, I think it's going to be another solid year. We have, we just have dynamic players at all positions again next year. We got good guards. We have shooters. We have posts. We have active defenders. We have knockdown shooters. Like we still have all that plus our new incoming recruits. So right. Next year could be a special year without a question.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Change of topic.
Yes.
And it's not OJ this week. Change. So I'm over here. I'm trying to eat healthy. You know, it's the season ends and you try to eat healthy. And so I got a can of beets.
Yeah, beets, good for
you. Not Beets by Dre, can of beets. Oh, so yummy. And some of the players were looking at them and trying them. And it's definitely a food that's, you know, not always easy the first time you have them. Yeah. But so one of the questions that we came up with was some weird food combinations. So this is kind of we're going down a different road here. We're switched up to food.
Okay.
And we're going to take some, we'll take input from the audience as well. Mm. But some of the originals that came up is talking about beets is Brie, originally from New Zealand.
Yes.
She's here in the States to finish her degree, former player here at CSN. She said her dad and mom, her parents put beets on their burgers.
Beets on burgers. I tell you what, I'm gonna try that.
You signing off on that?
I like beets. I do like beets.
It's a can of them right
there. I will try that. Beets on burgers. Yes.
Yeah. That sounds like what is that? Is that a song? Beets on burgers.
Beets on burgers.
Yes. Yeah. No. Beets on burgers came up, and then Aaliyah brought up Fritos with cottage cheese.
Fritos with cottage cheese.
I'm not signing off on that one.
I don't know if I haven't tried that.
And she said that was from her mom when she was pregnant, one of those craving foods.
Okay, that's how we got that. Makes sense, okay.
So I got one that I'll have to think of one for me, but my brother, when we were kids, would eat Doritos with whipped cream. Now, I guess you could put whipped cream on anything, right?
No, that I haven't.
So he'd get a paper plate and boop, a couple big drops, and then he'd dip his Doritos. I mean, it's sugar with sugar. Doritos, yeah. And red.
Yeah.
Red Doritos, right, with some whipped cream, and okay, that was his gig. Wow, so okay, any odd... You, somebody you know, so what's an odd food combination?
Something that comes to mind is, remember the, what was the marshmallow spread that you had for sandwiches?
Oh, fluff.
The fluff, right?
Yeah.
A fluff peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Trent calls it plunk.
Plunk?
Have you ever heard it called plunk before?
Plunk, no.
Yeah, see, not. Peanut butter and fluff. That must be an East Coast thing. Have you ever heard it called fluff? I mean plunk?
Fluff.
It's marshmallow. It's like peanut butter and marshmallow. It's like marshmallow spread that you put, make a sandwich. Not Cool Whip, no. Fluff. Look it up. Fluff. Yeah. So peanut butter fluff and bananas. Okay. So I've heard banana.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, I've heard banana and peanut butter sandwiches quite a bit. But yeah, you add in the fluff.
Yeah,
that's, so fluff is 100% sugar. It's just sugar.
Yeah.
Right? So as a kid.
That's why we ate it as a kid.
Oh, well, you can make me a fluff. Yeah. Fluff or nutter sandwich, what we used to call it. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's actually the second part of this food thing. We can kind of blend them together is, what foods did you not like as a kid, but you learned to like later in life?
Basically vegetables.
All vegetables?
Just about. I could tell you instance, how many times we were sitting at the dinner table, I wouldn't eat my vegetables.
Can't leave.
Mom and Dad says, you can't leave.
But 100%.
But who comes and eats it? My older brother Felix comes by, he eats the vegetables. My dad, the vegetables are gone.
No, really? And all vegetables, huh?
Most vegetables. Wow. Broccoli, green beans. I guess it was the greens, I guess. But at that time. Now I love them. I eat them.
Yeah.
I get a chance to eat them, I eat them.
Wow.
But yeah, that's the first thing that comes to mind, too, is the vegetables. And there was so...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Many nights like that.
Yeah. And I had the same story. We'd go to my my side of the family that lives in Middleborough, which is a little bit of a farm town, and a lot of the foods were grown there. My uncle Carol grew squash like crazy, summer squash, all kinds of different squash, and it was absolute death to me. I was okay with other vegetables,
right,
but squash was it. And I can replay in my head one particular time that I probably cried for an hour. Yeah. They would not let me leave the dinner table, and I couldn't do it, and I'm like gagging, and now I'm out of control, and I'm hyperventilating, all, you know, I had platinum white hair, and I'm all red crying. Oh, Dad, he's like, you ain't moving, kid. Like, eat your squash. So I'm like, so squash is something that I absolutely love now. Summer squash.
Yeah, as we get older, yeah.
Zucchini squash, all that stuff. Eggs was kind of, was iffy for me for a minute. I think it was more about how it was prepared than it is the actual food. But I love, you know, eggs in a lot of different forms now. And beets. That's why this whole conversation came up. I couldn't eat beets as a kid.
I always ate beets, though. You know, still can't eat the anchovies, maybe it's the green. Or sardines, but I always like the beets. Yeah,
anchovies, sardines. I'm pretty much will eat. I'll try anything. I think the only food that's been consistently a hard no my whole life, and my dad tried to make me eat this too, but I won that battle. Believe it or not, is the old liver and onions, man.
Oh, my dad loves it. My dad likes the livers and onions.
Tough. Can't do it.
Can't do that. You're right. I can't. I still can't do that.
The smell.
I still can't do that.
Walk in the house.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Liver and onions. Can't liver and onions. Bad. All bad. No. And listen, the younger generation has no clue what we're even talking about. What is liver and onions? Obviously, they know what onions is, but it's a liver of a cow. It's bad news. No. You eat cow tongue?
It's a lengua.
I've never tried that.
Lengua, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
circling back around real quick to weird foods.
What if you went back to the Knicks? Like, let me circle back to the Knicks.
All the way back to the Knicks. A former assistant coach of yours put ketchup on everything.
Coach Tay
puts ketchup on it. Chinese food, I guess, too, right? Everything.
I'm looking in the camera. Yeah, I got to send this to Coach Tay. Yeah. So Coach Tay, we actually bought him a ketchup shirt. You know, the ketchup brand shirt. Yeah. So Coach Tay would go nowhere, literally nowhere, without ketchup. Yeah. He'd always have ketchup with him because in case he was going to eat something, had to have ketchup on it. It caught up with him. He got really sick. He ate too much ketchup.
No, I did not know that.
He was coaching at Bonanza. True story. He was a ketchup and Kool-Aid guy, right? And he put ketchup and Kool-Aid, and it's all he drank, and it's all he ate. He'd have packets on him. And he got pretty sick. And the doctor said, no more ketchup.
Really?
And no more Kool-Aid. Yeah. Oh. So that was probably, 10, 12 years ago? Went in the doctor's. He was really sick for 2 or 3 days. Had to stay in the hospital. Doctor said, knock out the ketchup. Cool off on the Kool-Aid.
Wow.
And I talked to Coach Tay maybe a couple months ago, and I said, how you doing with the ketchup? And he pulled out a couple bags. Yeah. He's like, I had to get back on the ketchup. I'm like, who does that? Yeah, ketchup on everything.
Well, the one time we were over your house eating, you got ketchup, Julie, ketchup anywhere?
Yeah. And he wasn't supposed to be drinking it back then.
Yeah.
So if we didn't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. Well, I guess it's going to be tough for him. If he's back on it, it'll be tough for him to get rid of it again. But
being from New England, I got a pretty cool story about, not cool, I don't know how cool it is. One of my college teammates, Sharon Brown, we had a 3-on-3 tournament down on the Cape, and obviously the king of seafood, right? Cape Cod is where it's at. And it was like a 3-day tournament, and after day one, we went to a restaurant called Grandma's right on the Cape Cod Canal, right? Some of the best seafood you'll have. It's closed now, but we got live oysters. Yeah. Got a dozen oysters. And so it's him, my buddy Will Bates, another former teammate, Lewis Scott, who my roommate who just came out to a game this year. I don't want to say they're city kids because they're still Massachusetts. It's not like, they know enough about, but they're city. They're not drinking oysters, right? So the lady cracks a dozen of them open, and I take one, I put some horseradish on it, a little bit of hot sauce, suck it down, and they're like, doesn't look yummy. And truth be told, it's not really yummy. No, I don't, no. It's not like, oysters are tough.
Yeah.
You gotta
have a taste for that.
You gotta have a taste for it. So these guys have never tasted it, right? So I get Sharon, and he it's a whole big thing. The whole restaurant's like, come on, let's go. It's a whole big thing. People are watching. And so he finally gets that shell close enough, his lips quivering. And because those are not, they don't even look like you want to eat them. And sure enough, and he sucks that sucker down. And it couldn't have been 10 seconds later.
Yep.
And the lady, the bartender who shucks them for you, she goes, fun fact, they stay alive in you for 24 hours.
That was the end of that.
Boop, came right up. Yeah. He threw it right up because they didn't know they stayed alive. They were like, they can stay alive in stomach acid.
Yeah.
First of all, he didn't know they were alive.
Right.
He thought he was eating something dead.
I doubt that, yeah.
He didn't realize it was alive. And that sucker came right back up the wrong way. So, kudos to Sharon Bargain Brown for for trying something new, but it did not work out favorably for him. So some fast food, weird combos. I don't know that I don't have too many weird food combos. Yeah. I can't think of one to even speak of that would make you go.
I mean, I'll try anything, maybe, depending. I mean, if there's anything with anchovies, I don't think I can do it. But as far as what we talked about earlier, I could try those. Try that. But I've never really went out on my own to try anything totally off the wall like that.
Well, I'll tell you what. A couple more shows in, we might try this. We did this 2 years ago.
Yes.
We were up at Salt Lake, and we beat the Bruins. First time CSN has ever beaten Salt Lake at their place. That was with Destiny Brown and Charmaine Finley.
Remember that team, sure.
G and Bird and the whole crew.
Yeah.
And after the game, it was full-blown celebration. Like, we could not contain ourselves.
That was a big win.
Huge win. Yeah. So what I decided to do is I dropped the girls off and they all got like Wingstop and they got their dinner and whatever. And I went to the grocery store and bought some crazy random foods, sardines, oysters, like bad cheeses, like really strong smelling cheeses and baby food and all kinds of craziness. And they did a challenge where half of the team would be blindfolded and the other half would have a spoon of something and they have to feed it to them. You don't know what you're eating. And it was comedy. It was an hour and a half. The hotel was nice enough to give us like a meeting room off in the corner. And I had the video of that somewhere. I have to find it. It was hilarious. But, you know, maybe we'll push our luck and we'll do some live taste testing blindfolded.
Oh,
on the Dudu and Fu show.
Oh, at least the girls are saying yes, yes.
Yeah, they're getting the spoons ready. Yeah. Not this week. Yeah, yeah. We did that too with Trent and Brooklyn and some of their relatives. We did it years ago at on Cape Cod. It was pure comedy. Pure comedy.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Yeah. So that's our little food segment. So let's get back. We're gonna go. We're gonna do our little snake draft. We're gonna go top five. All right. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna alternate. I'm going to let you go first because I'm drafted that kind of guy.
Man, see, that's something I had to study right there.
Oh, no, no, no. I haven't even told you what we're drafting yet.
Okay, that's ready? Good because I haven't looked.
No. Oh, no, this is going to be an easy one.
See, I've kind of been off the grid a little bit.
I'm going to let you pick. Ready? Okay. It's either best handles in the history of the NBA or best shooter in the history of the NBA. I'll let you pick it.
Well, I'm going to go handles because
handles.
That's what I did, right?
That's what he does.
That's what I did.
Yep. All right. You get the first pick in the draft.
To me, it's Pete Maravich.
Ooh.
He had that ball on a string.
Pistol. Great movie out there for those of you wanting to watch a movie called The Pistol.
Yeah.
Phenomenal movie. I haven't watched it with any of my CSN teams yet. Yeah Pistol Pete. I mean, he was
a wizard with that ball.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he did some crazy stuff. The stuff he did then would fit in now and then some.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
His game would fit in now still. Yep. Yeah, because he could shoot.
Yeah. Well, all right. My first pick, I am going with Keena Hadley. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'm going to go with Allen Iverson.
Very good handles.
Yeah. Can't take it from him. I'm going to keep track here so we don't.
Yeah. And my brother always said, if Iverson was taller, yeah, he obviously made a Hall of Fame, his numbers would have been so much better.
Well,
my brother liked Iverson's game.
Yeah, no, no, no. Yeah. He can handle the rock, could shoot it, go by you in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So there we go. We both got our number one picks. Second round, you're up.
I'm going off of what I've seen on highlights here because I was not around to see him live.
Yep.
But your guy, Bob Cousy.
Ah, the Houdini of the hardwood. See, you got to know the nicknames. Got to let the youngins, that young culture, let them know. So you got Bob Cousy. Nah, you're gonna be all right. Watch, it's gonna happen.
My thinking cap on.
Nope, you're gonna be all right. Yep. So I'm gonna go with one that had an okay NBA career. Heck of a player, made an All-Star a few times, but I don't think he gets enough credits for his handle. And I'm going to see if you can guess it. I'm going to give you a couple hints on who I'm going with here. He's most famous for one particular move in college that he did with the ball. Played in the Big East back in the day. The move was against Duke. Was a Celtic at one time.
Well, I'm drawing a blank. Big East, played for the Celtics.
Georgia Tech.
Oh, Kenny Anderson.
Kenny Anderson, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Kenny had that ball on a string.
Kenny Anderson, New York City kid.
Yeah.
Well, that's how Bobby Crimmins got him.
Yep.
He was Syracuse thought they had him signed, sealed, and delivered. Apparently, Bobby Crimmins comes in. That's how he went to Georgia Tech.
Really?
I think the New York City connection is what that was all about.
Wow.
Would he play 1 year, 2 years, right?
He didn't go all four.
I don't even think he played three. But yeah, Kenny Anderson, lefty, right. He could.
Yeah. Oh, had the ball on a string. Some amazing handles.
Yeah.
All right, third pick of the draft.
I'm going to go with him, and mainly because of his height, point guard. The way he handled the ball, the passes, the no-look passes, and Magic Johnson.
I was writing it down before you said it.
Yeah, his height, for a 6'9 guy to do what he did back then
with
that ball, and his You talk about seeing the court.
Oh yeah.
Oh, 100%. He throw you a 70-foot bounce pass right on the money underneath the key.
Be interesting to see what his assist to turnover ratio is. It has to be one of the best. Has to be one of the best in league history. I mean, because he just didn't turn the ball over much. No. You know, Magic is he's another wizard with the ball. You got three pistol. Your old school Pistol Pete, Bob Cousy, Magic Johnson. I'm gonna stay New York City. Because I'm thinking strictly handles.
Yep.
Stephon.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On Marbury.
You see him with the hand. Yeah, Stephon. Yeah.
I mean, you know, like another Georgia Tech kid. Ball on the string. You're not taking it from him. He's going to dribble around you. He can rise up, shoot, finish at the rim. Loved watching his game. Loved him handling the ball. Fourth round, you are up. You got some legends. I might have to do some catch up here.
Well, I'm going to give you one that I rooted for. He was my guy in college watching my team play. I wore that number 31. Actually, I think I wore his shirt the second episode we had here.
Billy Owens? Oh, no.
Dwayne Pearl Washington.
Pearl Washington.
Yeah, look him up.
Pearl. Pearl Washington was an amazing point guard for the Cuse.
From the Cuse. The spin moves. He had control of that ball.
Yeah.
Didn't play long in the NBA, maybe 3 years, the Heat Nets. But, that was my guy, Pearl Washington. Loved watching him play.
Yeah, he's tough. I'm going to go I got two in mind. Hopefully you don't take them. I don't think you will because they're kind of not
stumped right
not,
now.
But, no, you're all right. So, ready? I'm going to go for the UTEP two-step. No?
Who am I missing here?
Tim Hardaway.
Yeah.
Had the killer crossover. He was the inventor of the killer crossover.
Right.
Well, in the NBA level, anyways. Tim Hardaway, killer crossover, the UTEP two-step, because obviously that was what they called the crossover before it had a name, because he went to UTEP. So, yeah, Timmy Hardaway had that ball, again, just secured. Nobody was taking it, and he's going by you.
But Timmy was good.
Like you said, look it up.
look him up.
All right, last pick in the draft.
Wow, now this is where I'm, holy smoke. I got to think of handles. I mean, my mind goes to point guards, because they can dish right with the handles. Yeah, I'm really drawing a blank on a fifth one who I would take here. But I don't know if it's so much handles, but it was tough to take the ball away from him, obviously. Because I'm a little stumped, one name that's coming to mind is John Stockton.
Stockton, right? Of course.
I mean, it was just tough to take the ball away from him.
You can tell when you grew up.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Magic, Pearl Washington, Stockton, Pistol.
Oh, yeah, 80s, absolutely. Yeah.
That's 80s, yeah.
That just sticks in my head there.
Yeah, of course. I mean, all-time leader in assists, right? Still?
Yeah, I think still. Yeah. No, yeah.
Somebody beat him?
Nah, I think he still is.
He still got it, yeah. So my fifth is, I feel like I have a million different players. Again, handles, passing, whatever it may be. You got White Chocolate, Jason Williams, Wizard with the ball. You got what's his name? It's not good when you can't remember his name. He wasn't that good. Even somebody like Chris Paul, Chris Paul is a breakdown, handles the ball pretty well. Steve Nash was, again, over talented. I mean, not just a one trick pony. But I'm going to go with Jamal. Struggling with the last name. How bad is that?
Not Crawford, no.
Crawford, yeah. Yes, yeah, no. Jamal Crawford, yeah.
Jamal Crawford was good.
I mean, his handles are unbelievable. He had playground level handles, and he used them in the NBA.
Yeah,
Jamal Crawford was
He was good too. How tall is he? 6'6", 6'7" or six, am I overheating him?
No, he's about 6'6". Right,
so be that big or that tall with those handles.
Yep.
That's big. That's,
yeah. No, like he
your
was.
List. I like your list.
Well, you know what? I mean, obviously, you see the New York connection or the where is Iverson from? Philly? Is Iverson a Philly guy?
Virginia, I believe.
Virginia. Okay.
Area, the Maryland area.
And Kenny and Stephon Marbury. Yeah. A lot of people don't remember Starbury. You know, he had some good years there in Minnesota when him and a young KG and did some fun stuff and then ended up, I think, with the Nets for a little bit.
Played for the Knicks, Celtics, I believe, as well.
Yeah, played for the Celtics. Yeah, yeah. Stephon. Yeah. Yeah. That handles question. If the more you sit and think about it, the more you're like, we did this with the all-time coaches. You called me, I think, that night. I think you fired off like five more that night. In the middle of the night, I get a text. Ding! Like, we forgot so-and-so and so. How do we forget Phil Jackson and, Pat Riley or whatever the names were. I'm like, so we're probably missing some heavy-duty ball handlers.
I'm surprised I got five quick like that off the cuff without thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, that's that's what I got. So, every single episode, I try to do something basketball wise, like kind of, I don't know, what do we call it? Coach's Corner?
Yeah, there you go. Do a
little Coach's Corner.
Why not?
So, yeah. I saw a video. It was Billy Donovan when he was back in the day when he was coaching at Florida, or the story was about him coaching at Florida. And I just think it's a phenomenal message for players of all age to understand and hear. And, what it was, he was talking about a player that played in the game, and he played 36 minutes. He played all but 4 minutes of the game. And in that 36 minutes, he shot 3-for-12 from the field. So didn't have a great game, like kind of down. They won the game, and after Billy was talking to him, kind of pulled him in the office and said, you helped us win the game. He's like, I shot 3-for-12, coach. And he's like, all right. So how many shots did you miss? Obviously, simple math is he missed 9 shots. He said, how long did that actual physical release of the ball shooting take? Like, how long did it take you to shoot the ball?
Right.
A second? He's like, yeah, about a second. He's like, so you're letting 9 seconds out of 36 minutes dictate if you had a good game or not.
Wow, that's good.
He said, what did you do on the court for the other 35 minutes and 51 seconds?
Wow,
and Billy Donovan just sat there, and he went on and kind of talked a little bit more about it. And I just think that's an important realization for players to hear. I don't know if I did it this year, but last year I did something similar where I talk about how often in a game you have the hand in your ball, have the ball in your hand.
Right.
And when you look at how much somebody plays or doesn't play, whether you're a post or a guard, the other team has the ball for half the game. So in a 40-minute game, even if you play the whole thing, the most you can have it is 20 minutes. If you play, if you're the only one on your team who touches it,
you got
five players, you sub out, blah, blah, blah. You start to whittle it down. You do some really basic, like easy math. And again, point guards a little bit more, posts a little bit less. But it comes out to about 2 minutes of a game that you have the ball in your hands.
Wow.
2 minutes. Like if you take a stopwatch and watch one of your games, and I implore young players to do this, go watch a full game. Have your phone on, your stopwatch, and just the time you have it while in play, not shooting free throws, just see how long the ball is in your hand. And that's going to open up, hopefully, your mind that there's so much more to the game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We talked about that in an earlier episode.
Yep.
It's not all about scoring.
Yeah, I think we had talked about dribbling and shooting. Coach Mike had an open gym and was talking about, that's not what I want to see.
Right.
And I think it's very important because running the floor, rebounding is one of the only things you do on both ends of the court. Rebounding, defending, being in the gap, even if you're not defending on ball, help defenders, boxing out. Like,
communicating,
dead ball communication. That's another thing that I think young athletes don't realize the importance of dead ball communication. It's something we try to implore a little bit more here. But I thought that was pretty cool story by Billy Donovan.
Yeah, I never heard that story.
You can look it up on live if you guys are watching this. If you're watching the replay, you can look it up on YouTube, and it's the Billy Donovan. I don't know how to look it up, but. Yeah. You think you went 3 for 12. Those 9 seconds, you're going to let dictate how well you played.
Strong. Yeah. Strong.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah,
huh?
I like that. Yeah.
And the only other thing that I have here as we start to get towards the end, we're 45 minutes already.
Oh, we really?
How about that?
Time flies.
Time flies. Saw a really cool quote by Sue Bird today, and I had to write it down. And I want to again, I think I do this once a show because it's my job. I'm calling out the Las Vegas local community or the national community, just in general. I'm going to read you this quote by Sue Bird. Yes. It says, investing in women's sports isn't just about passion. It's smart business. It's about recognizing the immense talent, dedication, and market potential our league has always had. Speaking of the WNBA, obviously. Right. Together, we're not just shaping the future of basketball, but we're also paving the way for a more equitable and inclusive society. Mm. And that, obviously, being a women's basketball coach for me at a different level, clearly I'm at the junior college level, and that's the WNBA. But I thought about that, and I'm like, man, I got to get in front of more businesses to get support, because you're not just... It's not just a giveaway anymore. Like, it's not just a here, I'm going to help. Right. Is women's sports is probably in my lifetime that I can sit and remember is one of the few times in a sports overall lifespan where it's almost on a straight up trajectory of everything. Yeah. Is you're seeing multiple WNBA teams now selling out, not just when Caitlin Clark comes, but they're selling out multiple games and moving to bigger arenas. And all that's going to lead to is more pay, higher pay.
Absolutely.
And so I thought that was pretty interesting. Investing in women's sports isn't just about passion. It's smart business. And, you know, I have to hit the streets and I have to, you know, reach out to people here locally. And I don't want it to just be like, please help us. I want it to be a smart business move to attach yourself with CSN Women's Basketball because we do X, Y, and Z, not just win on the court and take care of business in the classroom, but also we're in the community and things of that nature. What do you think of that?
No, I like that. You know, we talked about it. I think it was the very first episode we talked about how women's basketball was on fire, basically. That was actually your quote, on fire.
Yep.
And it's just on the rise. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think the WNBA – they're talking about expanding to 2 more teams.
2 more, yeah.
And it's just going up. It's up, up, and up, man. It's
up, up, and up.
It's a good deal. It's a good
deal. We'll be in New Zealand before you know it.
Well, you know.
The tall ferns, is that what it is? Tall ferns. So, yeah, well, there it is. What? Yep. Anything else before we shut the books on episode 5? Apparently, I thought it was 4.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Oh, Leah, who would have thunk, huh? Five episodes already, huh?
We made it. Yep.
No, it was good. It was very good. Good show. Yes.
Good stuff. Yeah, we'll have some little bit more NBA updates for next week. We'll, as the playoffs move on, see how the Celtics, if they can bounce back from that tough home loss, and see if the Knicks can close out Philly. And we'll have the NFL draft actually happen today. I don't think there's a whole bunch of surprises at the top, but
the draft's today. And you know, going back to locally real quick, about the Golden Knights, huh? Up 2-0 in this
2-0 series. 2-0 in the series.
Talk a little hockey real quick.
And what are they, 8? Are they 8 seed?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's hockey, right? Anything can happen in hockey.
Yeah.
With the hockey playoffs, and that's why that's so great. But yeah, Golden Knights up 2-0.
Golden Knights. Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
Awesome. All right, bud. Well, another good show.
Good show.
And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Thank you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.